Right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
The entertainment you want. The information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Trump transition team has signed another key memorandum of understanding, this time with the Justice Department. The statement from incoming Chief of Staff Susie Wiles states it will let them submit names for background checks, but that it doesn't mean the transition team will submit every cabinet nominee's name for background checks. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer sending a letter earlier urging GOP incoming leader John Thune to uphold the Senate's constitutional duty for nominees.
What we need to happen is for all the nominees to go through the same process that past nominees have gone through in the Senate, regardless of party, including a full FBI background investigation.
A jury in New York deliberating the manslaughter trial of former Marine Daniel Penney and the chokehold death of a subway rider in 2023. South Korea's leader now lifting the martial law order that he ordered earlier today. This is ABC News. Despite concerns from U.S. officials, Meta says artificial intelligence did not play a major role in election disinformation. Here's ABC's Mike Dubusky.
Meta says that AI-enabled disinformation campaigns did not materialize in a significant way on its platforms, which include Facebook and Instagram. The company says that AI political content represented less than 1% of all fact-check misinformation in the months leading up to the 2024 election.
Meta also confirms it took down 20 new covert influence operations across the Middle East, Asia, Europe, and the U.S. A search and rescue mission underway for a Pennsylvania grandmother who's believed to have fallen into a deep sinkhole while looking for her cat. A camera inserted into that sinkhole showed a big void of different depths, and modern type shoe was spotted inside that hole. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Thanksgiving is come and gone, and it's somehow December, which means Christmas is in just over 3 weeks. Don't worry, you got this. Macy's Cyber Monday is here to help. Head to Macy's now, where you'll save big on the best gifts for everyone on your list. And best of all, they're all in one place. Easy. You'll find warm winter accessories, cashmere sweaters, and cozy coats for the whole family. Because, yep, it's December now. And while there's 3 weeks until Christmas, these deals only last until tonight at Macy's.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, flurries possible late, then snow showers tomorrow morning with the wind picking up, gusts higher than 30 miles an hour. Temps rise tonight to near 30 by midday tomorrow, then falling back to the 20s. Cold Thursday before warming towards the end of the week into the weekend. Explore your holiday getaway options in Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Currently, it's 26.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. After getting off to a slow start, Wisconsin's 2024 deer gun harvest was up about 5% from last year and close to the five-year average. Preliminary numbers also showed about a 2.5% increase in the number of licensed hunters this year compared to 2023. A Dane County judge's ruling overturning Wisconsin Act 10 will likely be appealed to the state Supreme Court, and the outcome of that appeal will hinge on the April election, with liberal Dane County Judge Susan Crawford facing conservative former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel. Prison for a Milwaukee mother involved in a shooting at a West Allis roller rink that left a security guard and a 13-year-old injured. 33-year-old Ashley Jones sentenced to 6 years in prison. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Customer loyalty really pays off this Sunday through Wednesday at Fleet Farm, where Fleet Rewards members save an extra 10%. No rebates, no waiting. Members can save 10% on qualifying purchases in-store and online. Not a member? Sign up to save right now, because who wants to wait for rebates? Come on, get the most out of your holiday shopping with an extra 10% off, the best prices guaranteed. And thanks for your business from Fleet Farm. Some restrictions apply.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07, reporting from the Global Dairy Conference. I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Numbers RS, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Advent Health of Durand, it's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com, and the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. One man is dead after the van he was riding in was hit by a semi-truck. It happened in Chippewa Falls Thanksgiving. Police say the van's driver was heading south on Seymour Street and tried to turn left onto East Park. That's when a semi-truck hit the van. In all, three people inside the van went to the hospital. Chippewa Falls police say one of them didn't survive. The semi-driver wasn't hurt. There's no word about charges or any tickets in the case. It's life in prison for one of the men charged with killing three people near La Crosse back in 2021. A judge yesterday handed down 37-year-old Nea Thau's sentence. Police say he killed three people in a local rock quarry over a drug bust. Thau's first trial ended with a hung jury, but the second ended with a conviction. The other suspect in the case pleaded guilty in October of last year and is already in prison. Some of Wisconsin's Democrats aren't on board with President Biden's decision to pardon his son. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin yesterday said pardons should not be used for family members or political favors. She says the president has the power to power his son, Hunter, but she questioned his decision to do so. Madison Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan also criticized the president. He said Biden's decision to pardon Hunter will give President Trump excuses to pardon all sorts of people, including the January 6th protesters. Almost every Wisconsin Republican on Capitol Hill yesterday said they were outraged by Biden's pardon. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice David Prosser has died. The Appleton native died Sunday at the age of 81, several months after being diagnosed with cancer. Prosser was appointed to fill a state Supreme Court vacancy in 1998 by former Governor Tommy Thompson. He was elected without opposition in 2001 and narrowly defeated Assistant Attorney General Joanne Kloppenburg in 2011 before retiring from the court 5 years later. Prior to that, Prosser represented the Appleton area in the state assembly from 1979 through 1996 and served in the U.S. Department of Justice and as Onigami County District Attorney. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The Wabasha County Board will be meeting today. Items on the agenda include accepting a $1,000 donation from the Millville Sportsmen's Club for Veterans Services Office, approving a grant agreement for County Highway 2, and approving the final payment to the Hiawatha Broadband. Today's meeting begins at 4 in the boardroom at the Government Center in Wabasha. The trial of a Zumburro Falls woman accused of false imprisonment and second-degree assault has been scheduled. 41-year-old Polly Calhoun is accused of walking into a Lake City home in April and threatening people inside before taking money from them. Authorities said she had a gun, knife, and baton at the time of the incident. Her trial is now scheduled for December 16th. Western Wisconsin's Republican congressman says President Biden's decision to pardon his son, quote, cements his legacy as a liar, unquote. Congressman Derek Van Orden yesterday blasted Biden's pardon. He said President Biden's pardon of his son Hunter is a quote, striking confirmation that he's one of the most crooked presidents in United States history, unquote. He added that Biden repeatedly lied to the American people about a pardon and abused his authority to shield his son from the consequences of his crimes, quote unquote. Democrats and public sector unions in Wisconsin are taking a victory lap after a Dane County judge struck down Act 10. The judge yesterday ruled the 2011 law unconstitutional. Progressive Milwaukee lawmaker Ryan Clancy said the judge's decision returns collective bargaining power to workers, while the state's largest teachers union says the ruling restores the powers that were taken away more than a decade ago. Republican lawmakers say the end of Act 10 could bring back the skyrocketing costs that had many local school districts raising taxes year after year. The top Republican in the Wisconsin Assembly said Act 10 has saved taxpayers $16 billion over the last 13 years. He now worries that all of those savings will disappear. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your auto owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
A holiday train that tours parts of Canada and the U.S. to collect food for those in need will be returning to western Wisconsin and eastern Minnesota next week. The Canadian Pacific Holiday Train will be in Minnesota, making stops in Wabasha and Hastings. Now, the train will also travel to Cottage Grove and St. Paul, along with Winona as well. Additional stops as the train travels into the northwestern part of Minnesota will then happen next Saturday, Sunday, and Monday as well. More information, just visit cpkcr.com. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop Dio Double G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line. Plus, four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys when you switch.
You know, y'all can take some of those savers and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that jingle.
With 24 monthly bill credits for eligible trade-ins and four new lines with autopay. Well qualified customers plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreements due. $829.99 credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.1 or later.
Keselowski on growing to three cars. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. Then that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
It may be the off-season, but one place has you covered for all things short track racing, NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Chris Wilner. When racing returns, be sure to join us each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We'll also talk with rising stars from your favorite short track. Once again, it's NASCAR Coast to Coast, and you can watch or listen on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or your favorite podcast platform.
With the recent addition of Ryan Preece to their lineup, RFK Racing is ramping up to become a three-car NASCAR Cup Series operation next season. Team co-owner Brad Keselowski explained why the organization decided to expand at this stage in its development.
If you look at the way NASCAR is set up right now, you need to have three teams. I think that's why you see the track houses and the 2311 and all those guys are pushing to be three teams, even front row. There's strength in numbers with just the way the sport's laid out and how you can kind of amortize the overhead and capture the most data. So it's important for us to be, you know, not just financially viable, but competitively viable to have three teams and maximize the opportunities on any given weekend.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try.
Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who else did?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Former Packers coach Mike Holmgren, chosen as the coaching finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2025 today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. In the seniors category, former Packers wide receiver Sterling Sharpe also named a finalist. Holmgren led the Packers to 6 playoff appearances, 3 NFC Central titles, and 2 NFC Championship games, also winning Super Bowl 31 over New England. Sharpe's best season in Green Bay was 1992, when he became the 6th player to win the receiving triple crown, setting an NFL record with 108 catches for 1,461 yards and 13 touchdowns. Packers wrapped up their final practice of the week today. We'll head to Detroit tomorrow to face the Lions in a North Division showdown. They'll be trying to avenge a 10-point loss to the Lions at Lambeau Field last month. 11th-ranked basketball Badgers open Big Ten play at home tonight at the Kohl Center, hosting number 23 Michigan. The Bucks are in action at Detroit. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Big Hoops results from last week, plus a look ahead to hardwood action this week. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Basketball season is now in full swing, and there were some big results last week. The Whitefish Bay girls team is off to a 3-0 start, including a pair of victories at the Kettle Moraine Thanksgiving Classic over the weekend. Rowan Council, the daughter of former professional baseball player Craig Council, had a big week, scoring 20 points with 6 rebounds and 4 steals in a 50-45 win over Appleton East. The following day, in a 1-point win against Wanakee, Council scored 19 points with 5 assists. The Notre Dame girls basketball team has advanced to 4 straight state title games, but lost a strong senior group from last season. Junior Kyle Waldrop has stepped into a much larger role this year, and in an impressive 87-65 victory against fellow state qualifier Hartford, she poured in 31 points to help the Tritons to the win. Oregon junior boys hooper Vaughn Carvalho has offers from Wisconsin and Marquette, and showed why as the Panthers took down Stoughton 73-71 on Saturday, with Carvalho hitting the game-winning 3-pointer at the buzzer, finishing with 26 points. In boys basketball games coming up this week, Classic 8 favorites Kettle Moraine and Arrowhead, who both qualified for the state tournament last year, meet up on Tuesday. Wednesday, top-level teams Racine St. Catharines and Whitnall will meet up. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt.
Heads up, dear listeners, that the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public comment on a draft statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan. Written public comments are being accepted through Sunday, December 15th. More details when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
The Wisconsin DNR is seeking public input on the Draft Statewide Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan, or acronym SCORP. The plan aims to describe the supply and demand for outdoor recreation in the Badger State. The SCORP will include an analysis of the motivations for recreating and the barriers Wisconsin residents may experience that prevent them from participating in outdoor recreation. States are required to complete SCORPs every 5 years to be eligible for participation in the Federal Land and Water Conservation Fund State Assistance Program. The public is encouraged to submit online comments. Simply go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Wisconsin Statewide Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan. Submit comments by Sunday, December 15th. After that, the department will summarize the input and adjust the report as necessary before submitting the final report to the governor for his consideration. Make your voice heard on outdoor recreation. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users are compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, flurries possible late, then snow showers tomorrow morning with the wind picking up, gusts higher than 30 miles an hour. Temps rise tonight to near 30 by midday tomorrow, then falling back to the 20s. Cold Thursday before warming towards the end of the week into the weekend. Explore your holiday getaway options in Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Currently, it's 26.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We'll be talking a couple different things that are factored in, not only from a livestock perspective, but really what is going on with these grains as we still feel like a holiday trade now that we're into the month of December and not much left in this trading year. We're going to look at what's getting kicked down the road, how the weather is in South America, and a whole lot more. Jim McCormick joins us. He is with AgMarket.net. So got to start out, it definitely does still have that holiday feel coming off of a Thanksgiving holiday. And, you know, as you and I were talking before, we know it's going to only a couple weeks away from Christmas.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me, Susan. And yes, it definitely has a holiday feel to it right now. I mean, we've got a few more weeks now before the Christmas holiday, but it seems like coming back from Thanksgiving, a lot of people are just staying to the sidelines. And that probably has to do, Susan, with the fact that we do have a brand new administration coming in here at the beginning of January. And there's just a lot of uncertainties of, you know, what's going to happen trade-wise with the tariffs as well as new policies going on. So what you're seeing, especially on the grains, the funds are long the corn. They're pretty much short everything else. But the net combined is a relatively short position. So you're just seeing a lot of the spec money move to the sidelines as they're just kind of wrapping up 2024 and maybe a little bit of a pause to decide what kind of position they want to build into 2025 as they try to get a little bit of clarity of what 2025 might bring us with this new administration.
Well, there was some buying support, though, on the lower range of the soybeans.
We are seeing some technical buying of the beans here, at least on the spot jan beans. You know, they broke here last week into the Thanksgiving week. They held the fall lows. We bounced a little bit. We sold off yesterday. We held those lows again. I saw a little bit of technical buying. I would say that maybe some fund lightening up. Remember, the funds are short all the products. So that did allow for maybe a little bit of technical buying. But on the other hand, you saw some weakness right now because we had some news came out mid-trading session, Susan, that the Biden administration has decided to hold off on making their recommendations for the new 45Z tax credit. They're pretty much just going to let the Trump administration make the decision on how that policy may be implemented, and that seemed to have a little bit of a negative impact on the bean oil, and that brought the bean oil off its highs when that news came out.
Let's talk a little bit more about that 45Z a little bit, because, I mean, the guidance was there, the clean fuels, and you saw a little bit of a reaction today, but as more data comes out and more discussions happen, do you think the rest of the week the market might still grapple and hold on to that info?
Well, I think we're really going to decide it. I mean, because what you're looking at is, you know, you're moving the tax credit away from right now is more of a blender's credit. with the new policy, with the Inflation Reduction Act that was passed by the Biden administration, it was more how it's now going to be a producer tax credit. There's a decision of Congress, or not the Congress, but essentially the EPA and the Treasury, of how they're going to implement that tax credit right now, Susan. And like I said, the anticipation was they were going to have that data here in 2024. Then the talk was they'd have it early in 2025. And like I said, they've punted it to the Trump administration right now. So there is a little bit of uncertainty of how this is going to play out, because the reality is President Trump elect has said multiple times when he was on the circuit trying to get elected that he wanted to essentially, you know, kill or essentially overturn the Inflation Reduction Act, which will have a big impact on the grain markets, per se, as to it will affect potentially the build-out of, you know, the renewable diesel for the beans, as well as the, you know, switching ethanol into aviation fuel, which is, you know, we are going to need some subsidies to get that up and running over the next couple of years.
Talking about the Trump administration, and I've been reading and hearing the comments here and there that there might be a little bit of a work going on behind the scenes, shall we say, more on China's side, with the option being discussed by folks there that, hey, you know, let's work on getting, maybe buying more quantities of U.S. agricultural commodities, and maybe in exchange we'll see some easing of tariff potential about what we're going to ship into the United States.
I mean, you're hearing that. I mean, that is what happened the last go around. You had the Trump administration put the officials, and then, you know, there was a big push for China to come and buy all these goods, and that was right before, you know, the President Trump was trying to be reelected. And if you look at what happened, China never actually fulfilled their needs. I think there's hope that they'll do that again on the agricultural front. I'm not sure where that's going to go, Susan. I mean, the Biden administration just recently put on new sanctions, or, you know, restrictions on AI chip technology that the Chinese can buy, and China pushed back overnight and is now limiting the amount of special minerals that we need to make some of those high-end chips. So, you know, the reality is this trade war is heating up right now before President Trump even gets elected, and we'll see where they are. We are in a different, I think, situation than we were the last go around, because the Chinese have really integrated even harder with the Brazilian economy right now. The last trade war, China was not able to import Brazilian corn. They can now. Right now, they've switched to more and more demand to Brazil over the last couple of years. And if you're looking at the weather right now in Brazil, it is phenomenal. They're having great weather. Unfortunately, that means their crop prospects are growing by the day. Current estimates are this crop could top out over 172 million metric tons. Some people say it could be the high 170s. But either way, a 172, Susan, would be 10 million metric tons bigger than the biggest Brazilian crop ever. So if the Chinese did want to play hardball with us and essentially say, hey, we don't want to buy another bean from the U.S., the Brazilians could at least fulfill a good chunk of that demand if they so chose. So something we need to be aware of.
And right now, the Brazilian real has been at some lows. So that puts them at an even better advantage for export opportunities.
Yes, sir, it does. I mean, I saw a stat the other day that said, I think our bean values are down 25% year on year, where when you figure with the currency situation between our dollar going up and their real breaking, the Brazilian farmers only seeing about an 8% drop in value. So you look at where that's at. They're not taking the economic heat that the U.S. producer has taken. On top of it, they've got this monster crop to sell. And, you know, so I think they are going to be very willing to sell to the Chinese.
We do have a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again here to the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we continue to break down the markets with Jim McCormick. He is with agmarket.net. Looking at some things that are happening within the trade, kind of looking at that global perspective as you talked about South America as we wrapped up that break. And things, I mean, obviously the hot and dries haven't hit them as of yet, but everything that I've understood, this crop is looking pretty fantastic right now.
It is right now. Like I said, I think one estimate I saw is 172, but we've heard a couple estimates think that it could push 177 plus kind of the whisper number. We'll see. It's early in the season, but right now it looks very good. There is some dryness if you look at the weather today popping up here and there, but it's not completely dry, just maybe not as much rain as you normally would get this time of year. So right now, I think we've got to brace for the fact that Brazil is going to have a pretty big crop, and we are going to have to face the competition, which I think is going to be priced negative beans, even without a trade war. A trade war with China is probably just maybe exasperate the problem for the U.S. producer. But like I said, if you're looking at the crop size where you're at right now, Susan, as that Brazil crop comes to fruition, you're looking at the highest world stocks to use on record, the highest raw stocks on record. So we will have plenty of supply for beans, and that could have an impact on our 2025 plannings, because what we're hearing now is the producer, when you do the math, they're really not, the money's just not, they're trying to pack some $10 no 25 beans. So we're hearing a lot more corn being talked about being planted. 92, 93 million is kind of the common number, but it could creep higher than that depending on how the markets trade into the springtime. So the lower these Brazilian bean prices get, it might encourage more and more corn acres, which could become a problem for us, you know, down the line into the end of 2025. If we happen to have trend line yields, well, let's say 93, 94 million acres of corn, we will be oversupplying the corn market as well. So, the weather is going to be the key this year. Without a weather problem, supplies are more likely going to build.
Do you see, as we look at the crops here in the States, basis to kind of hold at least steady to firm for corn and beans?
Right now, it is holding pretty firm at this point in time. But what I think you got to look at right now, Susan, if you're an end user, what you're gauging is, what do those end users do right now? Are you going to see a point where they come in here and say, hey, you can bring those January products in early, you know, type of situation? And that might show you they're getting a little bit tight. Because right now, the belief of the grain industry at the moment is that as we flip into 2025, the producer is going to be a little bit more, you know, not strong-handed as he was last year holding on to this grain. The thought is you're going to see a lot of grain move once the calendar flips. And if that does happen, that would potentially be negative the basis. But the next couple of weeks, there might be some opportunity. And I would encourage producers to take advantage of any opportunity as spikes in basis just because of the uncertainty of going in, of pricing going into 2025.
So switching a little bit of gears and looking what's happening in this livestock complex, two big giants, Cargill and Tyson, making some news in the last couple of days, with Cargill saying that they're going to be doing some layoffs ahead. Tyson closing a plant in Emporia, Kansas. How do you think the cattle market, did it react like you thought, or is this something that's just going to build as more information becomes available?
It didn't have a huge impact overall in the cattle market. I mean, the feeder cattle broke hard yesterday. There was zero follow-through. We've kind of got back a lot of what we lost yesterday in the feeders. The fats are up a little bit. In general, those two storylines did not have much of an impact. I think the cattle market could struggle a little bit here. If I'm a producer out there, I think you got to be very leery of the risk. Like I said, in the first portion, we do have a new administration. President Trump has talked a lot about tariffs, with Canada, with Mexico, but he's also talked about tariffing Europe, tariffing China. If we would get into a trade war and you start seeing foreign countries essentially retaliate and put tariffs on our products coming over ashore, potentially the beef products and our pork products, that can make our products more expensive compared to the rest of the world, and that could have a negative price reaction going into 2025. Like I said, the uncertainty is high, so using a little bit of risk management, I think, is proactive.
Well, many surprised the way the cash traded last week, even though they expected some steady money. I don't think the 3-5 higher anybody's complaining about. Is that a possibility to do a repeat this week since we have a full trading week?
I think that may be it, maybe get one more strong week. But remember, then you're getting into the latter part of the year, and all the demand needs for the holidays will be met. So I think if you got it, that may be it for the end of the year. So keeping an eye on it for now.
All right. As we get ready to wrap up, your thoughts of marketing as we hit the rest of December and get ready for 25. Anything we should really be thinking about?
Well, I think right now is because of the uncertainty right now. I think if you get rallies, this time of year is very, very thin, a lot of choppy trading. I think if you do get rallies, using that opportunity to essentially sell some product out of the grain, maybe buy some puts type of situation. But really, now's the time to start thinking about marketing, not just the grain in the bin, Susan, but also next year's crop. Because like I said, it could be a very challenging year if we have no weather situations. We are probably going to grow the supply to more than what we need. And like I said, the uncertainty of demand as we just wait to see how the Trump administration plays out on their tariff threats and maybe how the rest of the world reacts to those tariffs if they do get implemented.
All right. Best way for folks to get a hold of you, Jim?
The best way to reach me is 815-665-0461. Reach any of the Ag Market team members at 844-424-6758. Or better yet, go to agmarket.net, sign up for our research, and sign up for our conference in Nashville at the beginning of February.
All right. That's the Channel Final Bell being brought to you by Channel Seed and the local Channel Seed professionals on the Rural Radio Network.
Our community is made up of lots of different members with different interests and dreams. The same is true with our members at Wisconsin Credit Union, who count on us for lots of different things to help pursue those interests and dreams. From a range of savings and checking accounts to loans, mortgages, and financial planning, as well as specialized business accounts and services too. And unlike banking at some places where you're just a number, when you bank at Wisconsin Credit Union, you're actually an owner in a not-for-profit cooperative, which is how we can offer higher rates and lower fees and exceptional customer service. Plus, all the latest conveniences, too. You can even open accounts, apply for loans, and become a member online or by visiting any of our convenient locations. So, whatever your interests, dreams, or financial needs, anytime is the right time to join Wisconsin Credit Union. Start at wisconsincu.org. Member eligibility required. Equal opportunity lender. Member NCUA.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Steffes Group. See the great December auction lineup at steffesgroup.com. American ethanol production has hit another record high, according to industry data released last week. Cheaper corn and strong demand overseas are driving the surge in production. And I'll be back with more details after this. Attention farmers, ranchers, and construction professionals. It's time to gear up for 2025. Whether you're upgrading your operation, expanding your fleet, or finding the right tools to take your business to the next level, Steffes Group has you covered. With auctions happening throughout December, you'll find a wide variety of high-quality equipment, from tractors and combines to construction machinery, trucks, and more. Bid with confidence, knowing you're working with a trusted leader in the auction industry, backed by decades of auction expertise. Go to steffesgroup.com now to check out all of the December auctions. Have items to sell? There's still time to list with Steffes Group. Whether you have one item or an entire fleet, our team is dedicated to helping you maximize your returns while reaching our extensive network of qualified buyers across the country. Visit steffesgroup.com today. That's steffesgroup.com. Over the past few months, the U.S. ethanol industry has seen an impressive rise, with production recently reaching over 1.1 million barrels per day. Several factors are fueling the growth. First, strong global demand for cleaner burning fuels is pushing ethanol exports to new heights. Key buyers like Brazil, Canada, and the European Union are ramping up their imports as they seek to meet aggressive carbon reduction targets. In fact, U.S. ethanol exports are on track to exceed 1.5 billion gallons this year, a near record level. Domestically, E15, a blend of retail gasoline with 15% ethanol, is becoming more widely available at pumps across the country, which is expanding opportunities for farmers and ethanol producers alike. While the industry is still awaiting permission to sell E15 year-round across the country, California has recently taken steps to finally approve that fuel for use in the state, which is the largest market for transportation fuel in the country. Another key factor is the ample supply of corn, which is the primary feedstock for ethanol. Despite challenges like droughts across parts of the Corn Belt last growing season, overall production did remain strong, which ensures that ethanol plants have access to the raw material they need. The relatively low cost of corn compared to global energy prices has also improved ethanol's competitiveness in these international markets.
Now, looking forward, the outlook remains positive, but not without challenges. Industry experts are forecasting sustained production growth in this next year as demand for biofuels continues to expand. However, they do say the sector will need to navigate uncertainties like fluctuating corn prices, potential changes to federal policy, and infrastructure limitations for exporting ethanol. Trade groups like the Renewable Fuels Association are optimistic, noting that ethanol is well positioned to play a key role in the global transition to cleaner energy. I'll be back with more after this.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Yes, it's clear. Record ethanol production has been a strong demand source for U.S. corn bushels this fall, and the strong export pace for that ethanol market and growing access to E15 across the country should help keep the industry supported into 2025. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Steffes Group. Over 80 years of auction expertise. Learn more at steffesgroup.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, flurries possible late, then snow showers tomorrow morning with the wind picking up, gusts higher than 30 miles an hour. Temps rise tonight to near 30 by midday tomorrow, then falling back to the 20s. Cold Thursday before warming towards the end of the week into the weekend. Explore your holiday getaway options in Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Currently it's 26.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Bells will be ringing this sad, sad New Year's. Oh, what a Christmas. Have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friend. Wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing Silent Night, Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas. Christmas, if not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations. Sure.
shine above. But this is Christmas, yes, Christmas, my dear. Time of year to be with the ones that you love. So won't you tell me you'll never more roam? Christmas and New Year's, find my baby home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain. I'll be happy, happy once again.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night, and it'd been a while. So it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look
down at a local beer joint with a few of the guys, with this cute little country girl called my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like